This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Gets a pair of tickets to see Third Eye Blind at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium this Saturday. This Saturday. That's this Saturday, the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium, Third Eye Blind, plus a pair of meet and greet passes. You get to meet the band, hang out, take a picture, what have you, and then rock out at the show. Call number 9, 800-400-3697. And Hooman is here answering the phones.
Hello.
Hello, Hooman. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by The Organic Coup. Organic Coup congratulates the San Francisco Giants skipper Bruce Bochy on his 1,000th regular season win last night. Go Giants, stay Bochy.
Yesterday, I went to Whole Foods for lunch, and I usually go to this hot food buffet thing.
Mm-hmm.
I turned around and looked at the refrigerator, and there was the Organic Coup crunchy chicken wraps. So good.
Oh, so you got one of those.
Well, delicious.
So delicious.
Well, that wouldn't be a very good tag if I said I saw
but
them.
But I wanted the hot stuff, so
I kept going to something else.
I saw them and then walked past and grabbed something else. Yeah. No, I got them, and they were really, really good. Yes. Delicious. And light. Like, it was just enough.
Mm-hmm. Get you through the middle of the day.
That's what I wanted. I didn't want anything that was going to be too much. It was perfect.
What is the wrap part? Is it a pita, tortilla, or what?
It's some kind of tortilla. Mm-hmm. It had a list of the stuff that it was, but it was not a traditional flour tortilla.
Yeah.
There was
it's
more
not
going
a burrito,
on
Uzi. It's a wrap.
Yeah, it is said.
Shut up.
You shut up.
You shut up.
You shut up.
You shut up.
Crunchy chicken wraps is what it was called.
Yeah.
Delicious.
That sounds great. Cool.
So I'm going to start with something light and fun. Who doesn't want to talk about beautiful girls?
Uzi
and I were discussing how it's always nice when Maxim's hottest of the 100 girls that are the hottest is a brunette. We like that.
Is that right?
We like brunettes.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, you know, in the past it's been blondes plenty of times. What's that blonde model? One with the mole on her face?
Oh,
not Kate Upton.
She married Kate Upton. She married the baseball player.
She's been the hot 100
and she's
chick.
She's super hot, even though people say otherwise. But I love her.
I like her too. You know what's funny about that? As you bring that up, I always think, whenever I see a brunette, oh, brunettes are for me. And then I see a blonde and go, oh my god, it's blondes. And then I see a red.
And
I
then
clearly
you see an
just
Indian girl.
All the ladies. There's no,
the
I can't
ladies,
yeah. for
all the ladies,
life of me.
All the ladies.
Right.
All the ladies. All the ladies.
Every single time I think I can't. That is what it's all about
Vinny
right there.
Sees ya, then he wants ya. This year's Maxim Hot 100 Top Girl, the number one of all the hot girls, is Olivia Culpo. So not everyone knows who Olivia Culpo is.
I don't.
In 2012, she was Miss Universe.
Yeah.
Since then, she has gone on to date, Danny Amendola, I think, is the most famous relationship, because that was for a while, and he, you know, was busy being a patriot for a while there. But she also dated Nick Jonas and Tim Tebow.
Oh,
Tebow's
Tim
still
too?
A virgin? He's not married.
I don't know.
I thought he did get married.
Oh, did he?
I thought that's. I could
not
swear
sure
you
that.
Reported that.
If well, then I guess
or
he wouldn't be a virgin anymore.
I know that he. I know you reported he proposed. Whether or not they got down the aisle,
I don't remember.
That's a different story.
Well, look, when you're a 30-year-old virgin, I don't know how old he is now.
Do you even know what you're missing by that point?
Don't you, Ben?
You're just letting it go.
I don't know. I could never have made it.
He's 31, and let me see here, partner. Says he has a partner.
Oh, a partner. That's weird.
Demi Lee Nell Peters.
Oh, she sounds like a virgin.
What was that lady that we saw in Big Brother? Jones?
Oh, Lola Jones.
Lola
yeah.
Jones, right.
She's a virgin too, right? But she's yeah, like 36.
Totally. Yeah. So this gal that he's is partnered with is 23 years old, and she is a second Miss Universe winner
from
South Africa.
Oh, that's what he goes for, huh?
Well, who doesn't want a beauty queen, right?
I suppose. Olivia Culpo. She's. Oh, is that?
That's his wife. Or her partner.
I was going to say, did they get married?
She's pretty good looking.
Yeah,
it just says partner.
So Olivia Culpo, here's a couple of the pictures of her. She's on the cover of the magazine in like kind of a see-through robe and little nude panties. And then she's fully nude inside, but, you know, she's got her arms legs here.
Like, just so.
It's funny because there's this one shot of her and she's sitting like on a, looks like a place where you'd get your makeup on.
Oh, I'm looking at that right now. It's black and white on my.
Yes. And it's. But she's reflected in like three different mirrors, so you keep thinking you might be able to see something. And
she's put her
hands. But boy, her hands are just exactly where they need to be to block every shot.
She's a model.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure they sat there setting up the shot for a while.
So since winning the Miss Universe crown and dating some boys, what does she do?
She's beautiful.
So I'm seeing she's been a couple films, just sort of doing small bit parts. Last was in 2018, I Feel Pretty, 2018 Reprisal. Television, 2018, she was in Model Squad, played herself.
Oh, Model Squad. What does Model Squad do? Do they come in and like make somebody over? That sounds like a fun show.
Yeah.
Model Squad.
Boy, those butt cheeks.
Oh, it's a docuseries on
good.
E.
Oh.
It's looks like kind of New York Fashion Week theme, but sounds like what you just said.
I like it.
Yeah,
this time we get to look at the big squad of models. Okay, I'm in. So they also say she's a big Instagram model, fashion designer, entrepreneur, and actress.
Oh, she was in, did you say this already, the Sports Illustrated swimsuit?
Uh-huh. I didn't.
I think she
There's that, and then she did some L'Oreal and Kipling stuff.
Kipling,
she's
what's
out
that?
There.
So she's a model.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. I mean, she's basically beautiful.
Well, you know.
She's an influencer, Vinny.
My curiosity was, is she an Instagram model or an actual model that makes
she models
the
too.
Traditional way?
I would call her an actual model. Yeah. That Kipling thing is fashion, I believe.
Well,
so
Sports Illustrated
she's an actual
is.
Model.
Well, they're saying here fashion designer, so maybe she has her own line somewhere. Don't ask me. As for this latest honor, being the number one hottest chick in the Maxim Hot 100. She says, it's honestly something I've always dreamed of since I was so little. It's really humbling.
Aww.
She says a win for one woman is a win for all women.
Oh, that is fabulous. Good for her.
Mm. I believe her 100%.
No, it's serious. Good.
Agreed. And now on to something gnarlier. Lots of questions. More questions than answers, really, in the whole David Ortiz thing. Big Poppy. Former Boston Red Sox star. The Red Sox, by the way, are all over this. Like, you know, yes, he's a retired Red Sox, but they sent their plane.
He's a Red Sox hero.
They're doing all the press conferences. Mm-hmm. They're like the outlet for all news concerning.
What I heard was they flew him. If they haven't already flown him back, have a plane there to fly him back and get him the best care here in the States.
He's at Mass General right now in Boston.
There you go.
The Red Sox sent an air ambulance to pick him up and bring him to Boston. He arrived last night. There were reports that the bullet had miraculously missed all his major organs. That is not true. It's still, you know, it didn't hit his heart or his lungs but they had to take out his gallbladder, part of his intestine. His liver and small intestine were also damaged. Seems impossible that there wouldn't be some damage. He gets shot at point blank range.
Yeah, all your guts are squashed in
there. They're all right there.
Right.
The Sox fans observed a moment of reflection shortly before a game against the Texas Rangers at Fenway Park. They posted a message on the video board saying, "We send our love to David Ortiz," and the crowd took a moment.
It was good sound. It's like, oh, God. Ah.
David's assistant, David Ortiz's assistant, claims that David was the target and that he was shot by a hired gun. The assistant said the robbery motive was discarded. There's no doubt it was an act of a hitman. It's under investigation. We hope it will be concluded. Listen, this is a British tabloid report. This is the only place I've heard this particular angle on the story. The hitman was hired by an unnamed drug lord who wanted revenge because David was having an affair with his wife.
Well,
that is a totally unsubstantiated rumor.
I absolutely, because I was trying to think, what reason would you...
Right.
And I thought, it's either that, some lady, or some kind of weird jealousy that just because he's made it.
Right. Or money. I mean, there's
always
some
money
pretty
or
base,
love, though, right?
Love, money, or jealousy.
But the money thing, because he's got so much of it, it's not like he's owing anybody. And unless you're robbing him, which they weren't. They didn't take anything from him. That was a hit.
A blatant... It was two dudes on a motorcycle. So, that's another thing they're saying is that... And I don't know if you've taken a minute and looked at the... it's pretty grainy, but they do have surveillance video of the shooting.
Just what we saw here, and it wasn't much.
They're saying that there was a suspect in custody awaiting charges. The police also confirmed videos that showed a man getting pummeled in the street because the crowd there at the restaurant went after this guy, both these guys. In fact, they tried to get on the motorcycle and get the hell out of there. And the motorcycle fell over. The crowd and they ran for it. So one of the guys got caught. They're saying there are two suspects in the shooting, both young men. They rolled up to the scene on the same motorcycle. After the shooting, both men tried to get back on and drive off, but the bike fell down and they tried to make a run for it. The first suspect, Eddie Vladimir Feliz Garcia, was subdued by people. Subdued is what they're saying.
Not got his ass beat.
Right. Dude got his ass kicked at the scene. The second suspect did escape. They've not released the name of the second suspect, and they are currently searching for him. I believe they're saying that the one they have in custody is the driver of the motorcycle, not the shooter.
Oh.
So apparently the shooter is at large. Tom Brady just sent a message to Big Poppy saying, "Poppy defines Boston strong. Get well soon, my friend." Barack Obama also sent a message to David Ortiz saying, 6 years ago, David's spirit and resolve helped us all begin to heal from the Boston Marathon bombing. Today, I want to join many others in wishing him a speedy recovery of his own. Get well soon, Poppy."
I feel like he was here.
Thank you. And there's the thing about the Sox sending the jet to the Dominican Republic.
That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah. The Sox have sent, they'd sent a bunch of people to the Dominican Republic to help, and team doctors headed down there as well. Looks like the president of the Sox CEO and president, Sam Kennedy, said, "Our hope is David will arrive in Boston sometime later tonight." So he did. "Right now, the club's exclusive focus is on David's health and well-being. Please know we're doing everything we can to support David and his family during this difficult period." Said he's been in touch with David Ortiz's wife. And he basically said, "I love David Ortiz. We all love David Ortiz. Telling my kids what happened was really difficult." So he is, he's back. This is, you know how TMZ does all these... If you ever look at TMZ, which we do every single day, you have to start at the bottom of the story to get the latest update. So as I go up, it's earlier and earlier, and you have to read the story backwards. They are saying that the shooter is not in custody, just the getaway driver, two men on a motorcycle. And that guy, the one who did the actual shooting, is still out there.
What is the... getaway driver doing off the bike in the first place?
Maybe he was on it when the guy came barreling back. He knocked it over or something.
Oh, okay. I'll take that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't picture like a giant Harley. I picture like a little
motorbike.
No, probably like a little enduro thing
that someone can catch up to.
Right.
Well,
or step on
it. Moped.
Hop off and run.
We don't even. I'm not even well traveled enough, but I've been to Mexico and I know. There's a scooter motorcycle thing that happens in big numbers elsewhere in the world.
Yeah. Well, traffic is real.
I mean, they just, that's their normal mode. They don't have, in fact,
Vietnam is hardcore.
Big into motorcycles, right?
Yeah. They'll They'll pack on like six guys on a little scooter.
Well, we've definitely seen family members on there.
Right. Yeah. And a chicken on top.
Yeah, they have everything. Yikes. It's crazy. And it's insane.
Kids hanging out the side. Just hold on to mommy's leg. Here we go.
Do what you got to do.
Traffic's not like out here. You don't, it's not organized.
Right.
Mm. So there's some, you feel like you're going head on, you're playing chicken. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like when you cross the street, it's like playing that game.
I like organized traffic.
You know,
even though lights suck.
The lines. I like the lines.
Yeah, that's how it feels. It's really scary.
Yeah.
Just go. It's fun.
I'll take your word for it. O.J. Simpson, he's happy. Just so you know, you guys.
Why?
He's just happy. He's like living a good life.
Well, he's not in jail, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
He's in Las
Vegas.
Still
got money coming in from that pension, right?
Sure. Yeah. He'll be just fine. He is living the life in Las Vegas. He's 71 years old, happy. They say he's in good health.
How's his golf game?
Great. He plays almost every day, Vinny. It's fantastic. He stays in touch with his children. He says, quote, life is fine. Sydney and Justin.
You know how much better it would have been if you didn't murder anybody?
I know.
You were like an American hero. Mm. All you had to do was not kill somebody.
Just don't kill the one,
and
the two people.
Beat your wife.
Yeah.
Well, right.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have. Well, I didn't know anything about his behavior until the murder.
Right.
And then all the stuff came out about how he is.
Yeah.
I just thought he was a nice man who was a football hero.
Isn't it funny how little we know about people? Right up until we know everything.
But they had, just this year, they had a, I think it's someone on the Bills who wanted to wear his number. And they gave it to him. Uh-huh. And then you heard everybody talking about how, now everyone's going to talk about OJ. No one should wear that number just so we don't have to.
What was his number?
32. For the Buffalo Bills. Anyway, I'm glad he's happy.
Are you?
No.
Sydney and Justin, the kids that he had with his ex-wife that he killed, they work in real estate in Florida.
Good for them.
OJ's parole officer lets him take short trips there to see them, and they apparently let him in. Tomorrow marks the 25th anniversary of Nicole's, quote, mysterious death. Uh-huh. OJ says he and the kids deal with it by not talking about it. Hmm. We deal with it by just simply not discussing it. He says, we don't need to go back and relive the worst day of our lives. My family and I have moved on to what we call the no negative zone. We focus on the positives.
Who said that?
OJ.
I feel like the Bills shouldn't have assigned this number to this person.
Oh, they did do it then.
They did.
Yeah.
It says there's a story that's saying... it has been given to a player since Simpson's final game in 77 and will now be worn by Senorice Perry, the Bills running back, who signed during the offseason.
What's the guy's name?
Senorice. I might be saying that wrong. S-E-N-O-R-I-S-E.
Yeah, Senorice sounds right, I guess.
Never heard of him.
Senorice.
Maybe.
I don't know. Anyway, life is fine for O.J. Simpson. It's good to know, you know, working on that golf game. Apparently, ever since he got out of prison, his health is just fine. And that pension keeps rolling in. Guy's on a fixed income.
Hmm.
He's all fixed up.
Hmm.
What's going up in the news, Vin?
California wins a good one this time.
Oh, finally.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's good.
I hate when we win the crappy ones.
I know. After these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:36 on Tuesday morning. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we have tickets for you to see the Jonas Brothers, so make sure you're here for that. Jane also has a pair coming up at 4 o'clock, and we're doing that all week long. Right now, it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Floracraft San Francisco. Celebrate Floracraft's Red Tag Sale with 50% off the best brands of carpet, hardwood, appliances, and more. Floracrafthome.com. That's Floracrafthome.com. Okay, here's what's happening. So the Warriors beat the Raptors and the refs last night to stay alive in the NBA Finals.
Oh, good job, eh? Way to stay in it.
106 to 105 was the score.
That was good. We get to come back down and see your bridge one more time. We love the Golden Gate Bridge. We love crossing it to get to the venue.
Game 6 is Thursday night. We'll be playing without Kevin Durant. Mm. There's just no way.
Oh, it's too bad.
Yeah, it is
too
bad.
His heel got him.
You hate to see that.
It's sad. No one's happy about it.
I mean, he was
People were cheering.
I know.
In the stadium when he got hurt.
It was despicable.
It was, yeah. We're sorry.
And it was nice to see the players, even though I don't like those guys, at least say, show a little respect. What are you doing? Don't cheer that.
I was telling everyone all around me in my section, stop cheering, eh?
You know everybody's watching, right?
Yeah, this is not a good look on us. We're supposed to be like the...
Northern hillbillies? Come on!
We're the polite guys.
Not very.
We try.
You needed to be taught.
It was just an honest reaction out of us.
Well.
It's wrong.
Show a little restraint.
We're going to try.
All right. Thank you.
Us Northern hillbillies, that was wrong. Eh?
I hope Kawhi leaves you. Just so you know, I hope after this season,
what are you saying?
Whatever happens, I hope he leaves you.
Why you got to go there?
Because you don't deserve him.
Well, that seems mean.
Well, it's mean to cheer someone who falls.
Oh, I said that. I said I was sorry.
Well...
said sorry about it.
Anyway, game 6 is Thursday night, so we're alive. There's more basketball to be played. The news is good.
So this is, though, going to be the final game at Oracle.
Yeah, either way, no matter what.
Right. Oakland. Chase Center, yeah, next year.
Whoa.
I know.
So you may have noticed it's been hot. San Francisco hit 95 degrees yesterday afternoon, smashing the previous record of 88.
That's hot.
And that happened in June, on June 10th of 1985.
Damn.
Wow.
Dang. So.
And it's been hot everywhere.
Yeah.
Even places
blazing.
That are typically cool, hot. Really hot.
Yep.
So.
I'm leaving the doors to my greenhouse open. I don't want my tomatoes to cook in there.
Oh.
For God's sake.
You don't?
It gets so hot in there.
But won't they be tasty? All cooked?
I don't know what will happen. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's too hot.
Oh, all right.
Plus, I don't know if the bees will go in there. I need the bees to go in.
Mm.
I have to hand pollinate all those things.
Engineers.
Yes, what about them?
Did some testing, and they say, I just envision this being like them standing on the beam and doing the, yeah, look, it's okay. We're all right. Open her back up.
Uh-oh.
We're back in business.
The Salesforce travel.
That's what the transit center.
Engineers say a $2 billion transit terminal in San Francisco that was shut down 6 weeks after opening last year is safe to reopen. They bounced on that beam and it seems fine. Look!
It seems good. We're looking. All the tolerances seem fine. I mean, from what we can see, it looks good.
When is
all
it
these
open?
Trees that are growing here.
Not ready to reopen just yet. Could take a few more weeks. Mm. But they've bounced on that beam and it's just fine.
It's holding.
It's holding. So they're ready for you, party people.
No, I tell you, it was really nice driving all the way down that street and right underneath without there being 50 zillion cones and workers and trucks and detours and just... That's like a road to avoid, or it has been for the last couple of years. Mm.
Couple?
20? I don't know. How long has it been going on
for? At least five.
That was
at
horrible over there.
At least five.
Yeah.
I mean, you just start going, I can't. On the weekend, one of the days, I found myself going down that road. I forget why, but I just went, oh my God, I'm locked. Cars on every side, and we're not moving, and lights are cycling.
God, I hate that feeling.
Red, green, yellow, red, green, yellow, red, green. Ugh.
And every time it does it, you're like, well, there's one more.
Well, I do this gone. Like trapped, you know, animal thing where I'm like looking around and I realize I can't get out. I can't.
Even if I chewed my own arm off, I'd still just be sitting here with one less
trapped.
Arm.
Bloodied.
The most fun states.
Well, California. It's got to be. This is the one we won.
Yeah.
This is the one, Vinny.
It's California.
Yeah, no place else is as fun as California.
Right.
As expensive as it is to live here, and with all the problems everyone's always going, this place is great.
26 categories included number of attractions, fairs, state parks, amusement parks, quality of beaches, the scenery, restaurants and bars, music festivals and casinos, and California.
Woo!
Number one.
Not a surprise at all. California is great. That's why people come here on vacation. Like, oh, let's go to California. Oh, that sounds great. It's so amazing there. Yeah, it is. We're lucky.
But
lucky
we ran
people.
Out of money, so we better go home.
Yeah, oops. It is pricey here.
Somehow Florida came in second place.
Well, they have Disneyland.
Oh.
Disney World, sorry.
New York, Washington State.
Oh.
Colorado, Nevada, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, Oregon, and Texas round out your top 10 most fun states in America.
I see.
I do love New York. That came in third.
Yeah. Well, and not only is New York City great, but the Adirondacks up north, they have the most beautiful lakes up there. It is
never been.
It's freaking gorgeous.
I've been to New York 100 times, never been.
Yeah, New York City, you can't beat it. Right. But the rest of the state's actually beautiful.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm ready. I love questions.
This question is slightly sexual in nature.
Uh-oh.
Moms listening with the kids in the car.
Mm.
How important is the pre-show to your...
What's the pre-show?
You know, foreplay. How important is that?
Like a little. Very, very little. Let's get to business.
Very little?
Yeah, we've been together a long time. Like, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Let's see if there's a way I can ask this.
I know, it's really weird.
Is, face action foreplay?
Yes.
Then yes, that's
absolutely
important.
Yeah, it's important.
Oh, do you think that's...
I feel like that's sex.
Oh, that's... Oh, well that...
Oh, right. Yeah, it does fall in that category, but...
Yeah.
Technically, right.
Yeah,
if you're
I don't
want
to make out for 10 minutes first. I don't want, you know, I don't need a little, you know, second base. That's fine if that happens, whatever. What I want is...
That. Hey. Yeah, that's a warm-up.
Yep.
Go to Australia.
Yeah, let's visit Australia. Oh, there you go. Yeah. No, I don't need a whole lot of foreplay at all, unless that specifically counts
as foreplay. I think
that's got
to
happen.
To most people, that's pre-show.
Mm.
Unless
sometimes
you're on the stand
the like,
and
uh-oh.
Someone's trying. Well, that's good.
Oh, oopsie. Okay, it's all about you now. Oops. Oh, well.
A new survey asked people.
I'm bored with this. I gotta go.
How important it is to them, and men and women both said over 76% for men, 77% for women said it's very important.
Yeah,
must have.
Yeah. Well, you gotta get warmed up a little. You know, things need to be ready.
I agree. Mm. I like it. I'm not in a rush.
Mm. Oh, I'm in a rush.
I'm not trying to get anywhere else.
I got things to do.
We don't get to do this enough as it is.
Oh, I feel like we do it a little too much.
Hardly ever, it feels like.
I could go for half the time.
Let me luxuriate in this a little bit, if you don't
mind.
I
won't rush you. Yeah. I get it. You like it.
Right.
Fine.
Thank you. Embrace it.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Mm.
Okay. Just want to let that sink in. Embrace it, would you?
Embrace it.
Right.
It's amazing.
Come on, Sarah.
Nah.
A 20-year-old guy named Fabricio Jimenez from Newport Richie, Florida, was pulled over around 4:30 in the morning on a Sunday.
Oh.
Cops noticed he had white powder all over his nostrils.
Oh, boy. What from?
Baking soda.
Oh, yeah? He just was, like, baking cookies or something? Or?
Flour.
They said they needed to run a field test on it and did, and it was cocaine.
Oh,
he said,
boy.
Go away.
That's not mine.
Somebody just sneezed on me.
I love that one. That's like a 5-year-old story.
That's not mine.
That's not mine.
I don't know where that came from.
That's Paris Hilton's
story. That's all
up
my nose, right?
Remember, she had the cocaine in her purse. That's not my purse. Okay.
I don't know where that came from. That's not mine.
When asked to further explain how not his cocaine got all over his nose. His excuses ran out.
Well, they do.
Plus, they found more coke on him.
Oh, and wow.
Huge bag of weed and Xanax, too. So.
Oh, boy, he was partying. What time was it?
4:30 in the morning.
Sounds like about the right time.
On a Sunday.
She don't mind, she don't mind, she don't mind cocaine.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Look at you with all your little effects now. You like that, Hooman?
Yeah, it's funny.
So, I've never had Shake Shack.
Oh, yeah. Mm. They came up recently.
They just opened one here, right? Or a couple, maybe.
Is that why we were talking about it?
Probably.
I just wanted to let you know I'm reading a review here of all the French fries, and Shake Shack, the one I've never had, won the best French fry.
We're going to have to get some Shake Shack fries.
McDonald's, Arby's, Dairy Queen, Five Guys, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, and Burger King. Shake Shack, the winner.
Listen, McDonald's, like the perfect McDonald's fry when they're not soggy, or they really are amazing. So
they're
this Shake
best.
Shack has to be. I actually like In-N-Out fries, too. There's something about the potato taste.
But I think I heard Shake Shack, like, there's always a long line, and you have to go pay first, and it's just a whole thing. Like, I don't know.
Huh?
When I go to a restaurant, I want to be served.
You want to sit down. You don't go to a burger joint. Yeah. That's all the things you named, though. This is just fast food. You go up and you pay at the counter and you wait for your number to come up.
That's in and out.
There's a Shake Shack in Larkspur.
There is?
Yeah, you can go there.
Where is it? This is the first
time. It's Larkspur Landing Circle.
Oh.
1401 Larkspur Landing.
I know exactly where
there's a center right over there. That's where I used to go buy my booze. I'd taxi over there.
You know, Larkspur Landing is now Marin Country Mart or something. Remember, you know that little mini mall over there? There's a 24-hour fitness and the Marin Brewing Company. You know where that is.
If it's the place I'm thinking of.
There's a Bed Bath & Beyond. It's like the big plaza right there across the street from the ferry.
Oh, right. Okay, no, they didn't have a liquor store there. I had to go across to the freeway to the other one.
Oh, over in the Bonaire Center.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know about the liquor store situation.
I was living in an apartment there after there was the break. You remember that time, and you don't remember
because
you weren't there. But it was during the breakup, and I wasn't working, and I was like...
I remember you lived in Larkspur for a while.
You know what I
need
to do? Relapse. And then I better take a taxi.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I'm trouble. I don't want no trouble.
Trouble. Yeah, so it looks like Larkspur Landing, huh? So it'll be impossible. Yeah. I tell you... Even the worst place over there is so packed at lunchtime, you can't get near it.
Well, but you can get there early.
Yeah, but even
with the boys. Take the boys.
Take the boys, Sarah.
Maybe we'll do that today.
Yeah.
Say, we got to try these fries.
What are you doing?
I hope they have air conditioning.
I'm sure they do.
Oh, yeah. Am I going to have to wait outside in a line?
No.
Forget it. I don't need french fries.
All right, let me ask you a question.
I'm ready.
No, it's not today. We talk about beds all the time.
Yeah.
And our sleep all the time.
Sure.
Or
oh
lack
God.
Thereof.
Right.
I mean, especially if we didn't get sleep one night.
Wah.
Right. We're the worst. Although, you know what's trippy?
It's important.
Now, because the roads are so busy at 4:30 and 5 in the morning,
it's changed
I'm starting
so much.
To realize, the commute has begun so soon, we're not alone anymore.
No. Yeah.
We used to be the only ones. It was us and the newspaper guy.
Right. Yeah.
That guy's gone.
There were a few people going into the financial district because the markets opened so much earlier here.
The deliveries. Yeah,
right.
Sure.
But there were, in the 22 plus years that I've been making that same commute every single day, it's 10 times as many cars now.
Yeah, great.
So I do feel like there's a lot more people up at the time that we are. And then I always hear about, because I'm listening to KCBS on the way in, get the traffic and everything. That Tracy commute sounds like an effing nightmare.
Tracy. Every day. Oh, my gosh.
Every single
day. They keep saying, move out to Tracy. It's cheaper.
Who's they?
Oh,
the
just
people.
Just commercial spots that you hear.
Because they're building all that tract housing.
Yeah.
Like, please
go
move out
there.
Here.
Go out there. Lot more room. It's affordable.
Yeah, well, what
and
they need is a lot
about
more
that
highways.
Commute that it's, every morning.
It's 4 in the morning, and I'm in my
jammed.
Car driving, and they're like.
It's already nutted.
They're like, it's a parade. From this exit
that's
down to...
That's what he says.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just sounds awful.
Well, remember we were talking about the fastest growing city in America is Dublin. And we were
Dublin here.
Yeah. Oh. Here.
And Dublin.
And I was saying, I bet the people who've lived there for, you know, 20 years are just
pissed.
So bummed because yeah. And they were writing
they
in
were
and
writing,
saying
yeah.
They haven't paid they haven't put schools in.
Right. Mm.
They haven't done all the stuff around all these homes to make it livable. Yikes.
Yeah.
And that just, includes the roads. Like what are you
It's incredible. Doing? And then the Bay Bridge is just backed up at that time in the morning every day now, too. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
All right, so back to
okay,
beds.
Okay, yes, yeah, yeah.
Well, my point was, our whining about not sleeping is now at least falling on ears who are in, living the same lives.
Right. There's plenty of people who have also been up for three right. hours right now.
Anyway.
Dublin!
What side of the bed do you sleep on?
Well, currently, I guess, actually... I have always slept on. So if I'm laying on the bed, I'm on the right-hand side of the bed. If I'm laying on the bed looking up at the ceiling, I'm on the right-hand side.
Okay. And that's my question as well. Has it always been that way?
It was in the last house. No, in the two houses ago, I slept on the left-hand side of the bed.
And is it an access? Is it a question of access?
Yes,
or is it a question of he needs to be murdered first so he sleeps by the door?
Oh, he doesn't sleep ever by the door. I sleep by the door because I'm the one who gets up early in the morning and needs to get out of there with making the least amount of noise possible.
And you'll fight the murderer if they come through.
Oh, no. I'll machete. Be like, John, wake up. There's a machete guy in here.
Oh. All right.
Honey, someone's here for you.
Yeah. Can you get that?
Can you run around the bed and get to him before he gets to me?
Well, I'm hoping that he'll get up on the bed and stand there, you know, with his bat, like, over me, protecting me, so that, you know, he'll be the one chopping him, and then maybe.
Okay.
He won't notice I'm there because I'm covered in John's gore.
Gore.
A survey asked Americans why they sleep where they sleep. It's easier to get in and out of bed on that side and it's close to the door is the number one answer.
Yeah.
So the person who's got to have the easy access.
Well, it's dark and I'm super clumsy. So, you know, as it is, I'm constantly hitting my feet, knees, and hips on everything in the house.
What I think is interesting is sometimes you are with someone who's like got slight OCD or whatever, and they have a tendency to be like, I need this.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't for the life of them tell you why. And if they did, you'd go, okay. Like
go ahead. Have it your way. It's
I don't
fine.
Need to hear that story ever again, you
right.
weirdo.
You can have that side of the bed. No problem.
Yuck. What is going on with you?
People have their things, Vin.
My partner prefers the other side. Better access to the nightstand. Let me ask you this.
Yeah, we have a nightstand on both sides.
Two nightstands. Yeah. You got to.
Because everyone needs their own place to have their things.
My iPad would fall straight to the floor from like 4 feet up if I didn't have something to drop it onto.
Right. Plus, I need a lamp and I need my tissues and I need my...
Tissues?
Yeah. What if you have to blow your nose in the middle of the night?
How often does that happen to you?
I don't know. It happens.
Enough to keep tissues by your bedside?
You don't keep a pack of tissues
Absolutely not.
I wake up coughing sometimes.
I'm streamlined. I don't want anything up there that
doesn't
belong.
Let's see. I have my glasses,
belong.
My iPad's on there. My book is on there. My lamp is on. My alarm clock. Yeah, I need a
and
table.
And tissues.
Fuck. Pack of Kleenex? No, is that unusual?
I see a lot of people with that happening.
I like a pack of tissues.
Yeah, I don't have that, but I see a lot of people that do.
Yeah, no.
What if I'm drooling and I wake up and I get drool on me? I don't want to wipe it
on your husband.
You're already wiping it on your pillow all night. Why would you do anything different now
because
all of a sudden?
I still have to sleep on it. I have to flip that wet part of the pillow over. I am a drooler.
Right. Oh, you are?
Baby. Uh-huh.
So your pillow's wet when you wake up?
Sometimes it is, yeah.
From drooling?
Yeah, I'm a drooler.
So you sleep with your mouth open and you've just got a gerb running down the side.
Yeah.
Gerb.
I know.
I never knew that about you.
Well, now you know. One more reason to not date me, Vin. I have a gerb coming out of my mouth.
Wow. There's a better view of the TV, and I like to sleep against the wall is the last one on the list.
Well, I guess you wouldn't have an end table if you're next to the wall.
I'm not into that at all.
Mm-mm.
You're going to lock me in?
Yeah. Mm.
I'll do that to the kid so that she won't roll out. But
right.
No. All right. I don't have time to do it. Well, okay, here's one text.
Okay.
The radio.com app.
Oh.
Chef Kiss Splendifico. You know the Chef Kiss. Mwah!
Nice.
They spelled it. I'm just assuming it's called the chef.
Splendifico.
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 Mwah!
Mm. It's incredible.
It is incredible. Thank you, 415. The radio.com app is Splendifico.
Yeah. You can listen to us there. You can listen to all our podcasts there. There's really nothing else there, though. Only us.
Yeah.
So it's like our own personal
app.
You
can keep it on Alice all afternoon if you want.
Sure. Oh, no, that's what I meant. Us, as in the station.
There's Jane. Yes.
Playing a game.
There's Lexi.
Yep. All right, coming up in the trash. Vinny, is it wrong?
No.
I'll let you. Oh.
It's not.
It might be.
I don't think it is.
You know what? I actually tend to agree with you, but we'll talk about it after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.